Monday Nooners Senior Hockey Top 10 show for this week. Of course, this show, as always, and all of our other shows brought to you by the original King of Trucks in Rosetown, Mainline GM, Mainline Chrysler. Fellas, they are now hiring service technicians. Did you see their post? Up to a $10,000 signing bonus. That's a lot of sticks and gas if you work as a service tech, but that's our title sponsor. How's everybody doing? Monday Nooner Senior Show.
Yeah, let's get after it. Like, some of the leagues have wrapped up. They're in the playoffs. Other leagues, still a few games to play, and then playoffs like this, or provincials, I mean, that's going to be a busy time for a lot of teams. Starting this weekend, you got league games. Some got league playoffs. Some got provincials. It's that time of the year, Belts. It's kind of the, you know, when you'd be ice fishing and the boys would come and drag you out, say, hey, we got three games this weekend.
And the bite, yeah, the bite's going to get started out there in the lakes, too. I want to go back to the signing bonus, Buzz. How's a guy get that? Just by signing up, you get that? Or
yeah, it says up to, like, probably based on your qualifications, but that's a full year of sticks and gas right there.
I'm going to say.
For the biggest weapons, right? So
Rosetown's looking to make another AAA run.
They got it on their social media how you can apply. If you're a service tech, you just got to email your stuff to Garrett Thiessen, former hockey player that's running Mainline in Rosetown.
G-Dog.
So, you betcha. Yeah, senior hockey show this week. Speaking of sticks and gas, it's that time of the year where the imports really start to pay off. Playoff season just around the corner, like Barry mentioned. Some leagues already fired up. We've, of course, got our top 10 coming up at the end of the show. And that's brought to you by General Well Servicing out in Carnduff. So really a lot to look forward to. Where do you guys want to start this week? I know where you're going to go, Shane, so we'll maybe save your...
Save the hot ones.
Save your hot leads for later on.
Right on.
Let's maybe go through, in case people didn't tune in yesterday to the real show, let's go through the honorable mentions for player of the week. And, you know, there was a few. There was Derek Cooney in Oxbow. Honorable mention there.
Yeah, I had one out of the Sask West, guy from Macklin there, Hillis. They've been a wagon in the Sask West. We had, we talked about Keller there in Outlook. That might have been a couple weeks ago, but he had an 11-point game. Yeah, didn't have many honorable mentions, but of course, player of the week was Booner, Big Booner. Yeah.
What, Paradise Hill? Paradise Hill Hawks, Kelly Boone?
Keith
Boone. Sorry,
yeah,
Kelly.
He's a former goaltender for the Beachy Bombers. I think he was there. He won provincials with them in like 17 or 18 or something like that.
Oh, nice.
Hired gun. Anyway, on that note, you mentioned the Players of the Week nominations. Getting some flack on Twitter from Carnduff that we didn't mention this one that they tweeted out on the weekend at, I don't even know what day, but they were bitching and whining there that we didn't give an honorable mention to Trevor Geiger, Mr. Geiger, 4 goals, 4 apples in one of their games. So sorry we missed that, guys. And of course, I had to throw in a jap about me drinking too much whiskey. Like, I'd never had Lask Mountain whiskey till 2 weeks ago. Now everybody keeps bringing it up like I drink a bottle a day or something. But
hey, we'll let you know when you have a problem, right? Yeah. We'll sit down with you.
I'm having water tonight, boys.
We'll have a chat. Hey, we also give an honorable mention to the Hunter Schnell and Brady Keller. They both had 6 points for the Birch Hill Blackhawks. You know, another thing that I wanted to do, I thought would be kind of cool, is to maybe run down quickly some of the leagues and the leading scorer races. Like in the Super League, Kevin Dufour from Lumsden, we called that game a couple weeks ago. He's only got a 2-point lead on a whack of guys sitting right behind him with games in hand. Over in the Big Six Hockey League, Bud Holloway from Moosomin, he's got 19 goals, 15 assists, 34 points. I don't, is that league done? Is the Big Six?
No.
How many? Yeah, I don't know.
They got about games left. 10 days left, I think.
Yeah, Preston Kopech from Redvers right behind them. Johnny Gaudette from Carlisle. Preston Kopech, the Kopech boys, not to be confused with the Klopechs from the Burbs. If you remember that show from the 80s. Also, I got to go over to I got my soft spot, the Twin River League. Dylan Smith from Shelbrook, a commanding lead. in the leading scorer. He's got 56 points. It's 30 goals and 26 assists. You like to see it. More goals and assists. Not a lot of chiseling going on there. Good job from young Dylan. Picturing him being young anyway.
Is he?
You know him?
Yeah, Babs talked about him that one time he was on. Yeah.
Long Lake, Travis Mann from the Foam Lake Flyers kind of ran away with things. 59 points, almost even, 28 goals, 31 assists. So running away with things there. Anything down from your league's belts?
Yeah. No, I'm ready to rock and roll here. The
Kenton Kyle Dooley. Kenton Dooley ran away with the white
mud. Well, he did. Okay, we'll go there. We'll go there. The white mud. We can go to the white mud right now. Dooley's got 10 games, 49 points. So they're like, I don't know if they're completely finished up yet or not. I know the Nauticus got a little bit going on this weekend, but 4.9 points per game for him. So go back over to the Nauticus here, and Kyle Hall and his brother Bryce Hall from Team Moose Juice. Kyle's got 46 points and Bryce got 41. A lock for either one of them to winner this weekend. There's some games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then they're headed into playoffs over there too.
Yeah, their dad, Daryl, will be really happy with that. I wonder if in the white mud, they still give away the little bronze man statue for leading scorer. Maybe someone in that league can let us know.
We will check it out. I will ask the question, and we'll have an update next week.
Sorry, goalies. Maybe next week we do goalies.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Well, you know what's funny is I went back and Joel Rumpel, who went on to play, he's actually still got the top GAA with his three games he played this year. So he ran away with it. Three games played.
Yeah, if people are going to – a lot of people like to complain. So if people are going to complain that we didn't talk about their league, just know, folks, there's 12 leagues – and Belter's only ever talked about two. So
two.
There's a guy that's not
two of them
giving your league any love. Just blame Belter at you, Belter.
Hey, I thought, you know what I thought you were going to go with? How many leagues and how many teams? Because I don't know how many times I've
heard that. Was there 96 teams?
Rebuttal.
That's always my rebuttal. You missed our player of the week. Yeah, bud. There's 12 leagues, 91 teams. Take a seat. I got a couple leagues that are wrapped up that kind of went about their, I guess, top scorers in that. Actually, the Sask West, I talk about them a lot, but Jose and them, they feed us a lot of information, so we like to share it on the show. They did their annual awards, and they have a couple, like, all-star teams for the year. We're not going to get into all of those, but the top scorer, 39 years old, I believe he's a former player of the week, Brock Harrison from the Wilkie Outlaws, leading scorer. He was also the most gentlemanly, the Barney Shinkrick Memorial Award there.
Yeah, that's right.
In that league.
Very.
The top goaltender, I talked a lot about the kid from Hafford, but the top goalie was Nathan Hargrave from Macklin. Quick plug for him. A couple more top defensemen and league MVP was Derek Keller from Wilkie. So a couple of their regular season awards they shared with us.
And if people haven't tuned into the regular show and they just listened to the senior show, we have these unbelievable t-shirts we've been giving out all season for the player of the week, the senior hockey legend shirts. Last Mountain Distillery stepped up this year. And of course, as always, GB Construction from Kipling. They do work all over Southern Saskatchewan. They're kind of the merchandise sponsor of the Monday Nooner. Thanks so much to them. We have some tarps that we got to unload, boys, here before the end of the season, unless Belter's having his year-end tournament. Still not sure on that, but I'm going to take a little bag full. If I go to Balcaris this week, I'm going to give some, you know, who needs one for sure. Dave Spooner. If he's at the game, we got to give one to Spoons.
Yeah.
The Spoon Man needs one. And yeah, we'll give out those there. And yeah, we still got a few weeks left and playoffs, provincials are just starting. So thanks, GB Construction, Last Mountain Distillery for the tarps. And I want to see some pictures of these boys this summer wearing these, you know, maybe a little having a GW on the boat. You know, just, hey, look, you know, senior hockey legend. Yeah, I won it this year. What do you got? Right? Like chest out, boys, when you have those.
You know what? I'll take one for that guy in Cardiff that was bitching. Well, he wasn't bitching, but next time I'm down there, I'll stop at Fast Trucking or General Well or whatever and drop off a shirt for that teacher or whatever he is, Geiger out there. Hey, was another league I did want to mention. The Sask Prairie, they've got two games left in the regular season for the whole league. Tight race. Well, it looks like Turtleford's done, but their top guy, Austin McDonald, had 30, just one behind Justin Waskowicz, leading the Sask Prairie point race. And his teammate, Jaden Nightingale, is just five behind with one game left. So looking like Waskowicz can win that one.
That's, good heads up there. And then let's move over to the Sask East Hockey League. Rokenville's Dawson Springer looks to be the leader.
They got some games left, I think, right?
Yeah, quite a few. And this league must be, you know, tight checking, as they say, or rough and tumble. Nine games played, only 22 points for Mr. Springer. And then Mike Rogens. Oh man, I'm gonna hack this name up.
Mr. Rogens.
Rogashewski from Theodore. He's right behind, and so is Sterling Bear. So that's the Sask East rundown for you there. Sorry, Mike, if I butchered your name.
Hey, I want to give a plug to Mario, my boy out in Tisdale. Mario Fortier. He's actually second in the Wheatland Hockey League scoring race. 47 points. Pretty good for a Tisdale team. Pretty much 8 out of the top 10 are from the Wadena Wagons. Shane Seschuk leads the way with 52 points in 15 games. Good for 3.5 points a game. There's actually a guy on Crake, Matt Watkins.
Yes.
Who played 7 games. He's got 26 points. He's actually the league leader in points per game. Just has only made about half of them. But, yeah.
Good guy. Wadena's, good guy. He's got a Monday Nooner sticker on his lid, I think. Drank some beer with them earlier in the year. Those Crake guys, right? They're all a little bit, I don't want to say older, but they got to stay healthy in this provincial run.
I just wanted to quickly comment on Wadena again. I wonder if some of those guys are going to let foot off gas now that the Olympic roster has been picked and they didn't get called, because a lot of teams in the Wheatland were taking shots at the Wildcat Wagons on Twitter that some of these guys think they're still going to the show on Wadena. So, yeah.
It's like the worst chirp ever in senior hockey.
They like points. Which one? A lot of those guys like points.
Go to the show.
Yeah.
Scouts in the stands.
There's no scouts in the stands. You're going to the show. It's like, hey, guys just like to play the game. Some of them have more skill than others. Just leave them alone. Let them dangle out there, the Wadena boys.
Sorry, did you mention who won the scoring race in the Sask Valley?
No, because when I pulled it up, it showed playoff scoring.
I got it here.
Was it Bembridge?
No. Perfect? Bembridge wasn't even, he might have been 10th or so. Let's do the top 50. Okay? Let's do the top 50. I'll start with 50. From the Delisle Bruins. Just kidding. The league leader, Logan McVeigh from Keniston, 58 points, 30 goals, 28 apples.
That's Connor Gay. I was thinking.
Connor Gay, 3 points behind him. Dinsmore had a guy in the top three, Braden Urich, 53 points.
Where did Mr. De Silva end up?
De Silva.
Did he finish?
Might have to get out the top 75 here. Just kidding. Dinsmore, right?
Should have went to Outlook and you think he went to Dinsmore, yeah.
Did he miss a lot of games or?
Probably. He's a busy guy, you know? Like he's got a lot on the go.
Life runs the show.
Mama Bear.
See what happens in playoffs and provincials. Yeah. So should we go through last week quickly? What happened there? Because it was like the shakeup.
Hey, I got before we get into that, Shank, I know you guys always laugh at me for my Div 3, but I actually just got a text during the show here about White Mud playoffs. Just go through it here. Cabrie obviously finished in first. They had an 11-1 record. Maple Creek was second with a 9-3. Shaunavon was third with a 6-5. Gullick fourth, 3-8. Frontier, I don't even know if they won a game. They're in fifth. So there's a little bit of a four versus five. Three-game Survivor Series. The winner plays Cabrie, and Maple Creek and Shaunavon are teeing each other up. So my money's early. On the Bree, Cabrie.
Frontier and Mydale, first round provincial
matchup.
It's going to be good.
Hey, game. Sorry to jump around. I want to go back to one more comment on the Sask Valley. Ryan Keller finished seventh in the league in scoring, and he played nine games. 45 points. He was 8 off the pace or something, and he played half the games. Crazy. He would have had a 90-point year if he kept that pace up the whole year, and the highest guy was 56.
He definitely would have made Team South for the 2020.
He might have just about made Beijing, fellas.
He might have made Team South in the 2023 Monday Nooner Senior Hockey All-Star Game. I'm just throwing it out there. I think we should do something like that. North versus South.
You know what? South thinks they're sweet. People in the South think it's way better hockey. It'd be interesting to see,
Chuck a couple together. Get a little Tilly, drink some G-dubs, some Last Mountain. It'd be good.
Well, some of these guys, their asks would be astronomical. I'm not coming unless I get this. Oh, yeah. Okay.
We'll give them a shirt. Yeah. Shirt and a free coupon.
We could do like a simulated game. Some fancy. PS4. Yeah, some fancy gaming console.
Hey, next week, coming up this weekend, a lot of the provincial series get underway. So we might not touch on a lot of them here today on the show, but check your websites of the leagues and stuff. A lot of the teams firing up this weekend with provincials. It's best time of the year. And we'll obviously have more chatter on that in the coming weeks.
I want a prediction from you guys. Saturday night, 8 p.m. in the Polar Dome, Balcarres, Saskatchewan, Bronx hosting Drake. Game 2, Drake 1-5-2, Game 1. Predictions?
I'm going to go just because I've been talking to a few Balcarres boys are doing a little skating with, and they're ready to go. I think they're going to get her done. I think they're going to force Game 3. I know Boz does not agree with me, but I'm going to go with 3-2 Balcarres.
You know what? I like the Balcarres guys. There's some beauties over there. Don't even mind Gubba for the odd chicken wing or pint, but I think Drake walks it off 4-2 with an empty netter. But I think Balcarres will outshoot him, and Drake will just find a way to win.
Dino's going to steal one.
I don't know.
In Dean we trust.
In Dean we trust.
I'm going to go Balcarres 5-4 in overtime.
Ooh, yeah, it's going to be a tight game.
Tyler Bell from the point, 70th shot of the night. going
to get home real late. Might not make last call at the tap Saturday.
I think Mueller might win her. Mueller might win her in OT, little twisted wrister from the
point. Mueller, McCauley, same thing.
Him or Unsie. Yeah, Unsie will fire one home.
Oh, yeah, Unsie's going to be a sore dude.
I'm really looking forward to a different game Saturday. I mean, there's lots, like we said, but that Fedor Wadina round 1B game, that's got me perked up. I don't know. I think it might be, I'm not sure who's home there. I can't remember. 12 leagues, 91 teams, 4 provincials. We get mixed up sometimes, but
Fedor has home ice.
So we might have to talk to that beautician out there. I wonder if he's going to have the live feed going.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he'll charge his phone up, bring a portable charger, and sure I'd stream that on my couch with some Last Mountain whiskey.
Absolutely. Shoot him a tweet. Ask him if he's doing it.
let's go through last week's top 10 quickly for General Well Servicing and what happened. Like I said, big shakeup. Paradise Hill, Central Butte made an honorable mention. Team Moose Jaw, honorable mention. And then the Miota Combines were still undefeated. And they were the honorable mentions. In the 10 spot, we had Kyle, 9 Wilkie, 8 Theodore, 7 Redvers, 6 Grenfell. I think they lost.
They've lost 3 in a row now. Yeah.
Yeah. The Wadena Wagons were 5, Drake Canucks 4, Balcarres 3. Obviously a little switcheroo there maybe. Keniston was number 2, and the number 1 team in the province for the first time was the Milestone Flyer. So that's
We kind of nailed that. We kind of took a chance on Milestone, and then they beat Grenfell and Balcarres last weekend. Kind of showed maybe we do know a little bit, a little prognostication, maybe.
3 straight wins.
I'm really looking forward to this, not just to go back, Hafford and Birch Hills game too this weekend. I want to see if Hafford pesky Hawks can rebound. Okay. General Well Servicing, they're hiring. Down in the oil field, I know it is a little chilly right now, but oil is going up like crazy. They're going to be hiring for the next little while. General Well Servicing, find them online. DM us if you need help. And you can pack your bag and head down there for some good, honest work and make loads of cash if you're not up for a tech job at Mainline.
Both good gigs. Both pay well, both sticks and gas. So honorable mentions this week. This one kind of out of nowhere for those watching from afar, but they've got four straight wins in the Super League. Selby Marlins peaking at the right time, perhaps. They could be a force against somebody in the playoffs. First round upset, potentially.
You know what? A lot of people were wondering if we were going to finally notice that. And don't worry, everyone at the fish tank, we have noticed. Yeah, it's a good one. Miota back in, my boys, undefeated in the Sask Prairie. So Miota, another honorable mention for them.
And yeah, Paradise Hill, the Hawks, pretty sure they're still first in the Sask Alta. It's what people tell me. I've been navigating their website. It is one of the worst I've ever seen at any league. It took me like an hour to find the standings and the top scorers and just pathetic. But P-Hill Hawks looking to wrap up the number one seed this weekend, allegedly.
You can really tell that Boz is under the weather because he's usually not this ornery or whatever the...
ornery, that's a good word.
Yeah. I'm all horned up.
Ornery and horny.
Let's go with, you know what? Let's just give a quick plug then to Paradise Hills. L. Young, what's his first name? He's the leading scorer in that Sask Alta League. Once I
Lane. The website.
Laner. Yeah.
So isn't L. Young a singer?
L.
Neil Young.
Oh, just L. Yeah. Sorry.
All right. Let's get in to the top 10.
This is the Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10. Number 10.
The Kyle Elks took down Lorburn two games of round one, and they start provincials this weekend against Crawford.
Number 9.
Blue and orange jerseys, very sharp looking. They're 14-0 in the Nauticue. They start provincials February 12th versus Carnduff, a very intriguing matchup.
Yeah, that's going to be a good series too. Be some good. Going to be some good provincial gigs going down. Sorry.
Assiniboia in at the 9.
Number 8.
9 straight wins in the Big 6. They started off slow. They've been rolling. They just beat Redvers last weekend, who was previously undefeated in regulation. The Carnduff Red Devils. And you just mentioned the team they played, Team Moose Jaw, slotting in beside each other this week on the top 10.
Number 7.
Number 7. The Macklin Mohawks on a 5-game winning streak. Finished first in the Sask West, nipping out Wilkie, Kindo, and Edam 3-stars.
Number 6.
Number 6 from the Sask East Hockey League, the Theodore Bisons, also known as the Buffaloes. Perfect 10-0 in the Sask East this year. Big matchup, like we talked about, against the Wadena Wagons Provincial B this weekend.
Number 5.
What do you know? They slot in right next to Wadena here this week again. They've been number 5, I think, since our preseason rankings. The only team who hasn't shuffled around the top 10 or dropped out or really moved anywhere. Perfect 15-0 in the Wheatland. They've got a plus 102 goal differential in those 15 games. And like I talked about, most of the league leaders in scoring are from the Wagons' top couple of lines. Be interested to see how they do against the Buffs Saturday night provincials.
Number 4.
My fellas, got faith in them this weekend. They're going to get her done. Send her to game 3. The Balcarres Bronx. 5 straight wins in the Super League. Had a tough loss to Drake last weekend. I think they're going to get her done. Going to force game 3 on Sunday.
Number 3.
Coming off a provincial game 1 win, also back-to-back wins in the Long Lake Hockey League, the Drake Mates. Hopefully see these guys skate Saturday evening.
Number 2.
The Keniston Dubliz Blizzards got through round 1 relatively easy in the Sask Valley, taking down Delisle in 2 games. They got some weeks off, boys. They don't start their provincial run. They must have got a bit of a bye until February 19th.
Ooh.
Versus the number 6 ranked Macklin Mohawks, or number 7 ranked Macklin Mohawks. So that should be a good matchup there as well. Keniston, number 2 again.
Number 1.
All right, guys. And like Buzz says, when you're right, you're right. Nothing changes from last week. Number 1 team of the week in the Monday Nooner Top 10, the Milestone Flyers. 3 straight wins. 4-1, they beat Grenfell in 3-2 overtime against Balcaris last weekend. They stay right where they were last week.
There it is, Monday Nooners Senior Hockey Top 10. Again, brought to you by General Well Servicing. Oil's booming, they're buzzing. Hiring out in the oil fields, southeastern Saskatchewan, southwestern Manitoba. If you're looking for work, good paying job, check out General Well Servicing or any of their companies out in Carnduff area.
And thanks again to everybody that's keeping senior hockey buzzing this year. It's been awesome where we are, because last year this time, let's all remember how garbage it was. And yeah, the next few weeks here are going to be real interesting. Get out there, support your local teams, even if it means a little drive, support the canteen, the tavern, whatever. Senior hockey is alive and well in Saskatchewan. How many teams?
12 leagues, 91 teams, hopefully 100 next year. Close to it. Right. Let's go.
Need a few better website guys.